Good evening. Very good to be here. Youth speak. That was good, man. Yeah. I'll say one thing to you guys. Think of poetry as the one constant for the rest of your life. The thing you will always do. You'll get old, but you'll always do poetry. Think of it that way. It's for youth, but it's something that you can think of as being with you for the rest of your life. So don't forget that. Don't forget that. Don't try to call me up on this bridge now. I've got to reach Mount Zion, highest region. If you are Bulbaka, let me tell you, I'm a dopey conqueror. Sight for Rwanda. Every axe should have an eye to see the havoc that it wreaks. These days, our tools are made in factories. Machetes blind as stone arrive, stacked high in trucks. They do not see the soft eyes of a child. Every axe must have an eye to see the havoc that it wreaks. Every axe must have an eye to see the havoc that it wreaks. I read a section from a book called Midland. I was reminded of this poem today, and it's for a young woman who is now a mother and grown up. I met her when she was about 13 or 14 years old, and she said she loved poetry. But she made the mistake of telling me the story of her life and history. And I stole it. Took it and I ran. She was a child, it was awful. She didn't know what she was doing, poor thing. So this is for Crystal. From Sumter, South Carolina. One. A letter from Greeleyville. Dear Claudia Rankine, few things have succumbed to time, though the old grow tender and die. Still they appear again in the new light, same face, same open skirt, same fingers clutching pipes, smoking a halo about their heads, rocking a blues on the same porches. You will like this place for a time. But I know you will long for the clean efficiency of your city, the stench of manufactured age. The smell of jasmine and the dark earthiness of this soil soaked by an old river so long silted by the runoff of a generation of fears, detritus, and the funky bundles of hair, sin, phlegm, blood passed out each month, shoved, clumped, burnt into the blooming ground, remind me of Sturge Town in St. Anne, in Jamaica, where my grandfather is buried in a thick grotto of aloe vera and stunted pimento trees. But in this place speaks a language I have to learn, and this woman who travels with me introduces me to the earth and her folk as a stranger, a specimen from afar away. I pretend I do not feel the welling of tears when I smell the old sweat of her grandmother's house dress hanging from a nail on the back of an oak door. The corn has turned a rotten gold and pale in the summer. The twine of leaves and roots dark and spotted, while the mildewed glory of an old hymnal seeps from the St. James Baptist Church, where the blues have marinated the boards till they are supple with the fluent pliability of faith so old it knows the ways of God like it knows family and blood ties. I am stealing these things from here and sending them to you, knowing you are too decent to use them. But do keep them safe until I arrive for a spell. And then I will find good use for these sweet collectibles, lasting things. Love, Kwame. 2. Blues on Highway 15 with Crystal. At mid-morning, we watched the green of tobacco stanzas, each even reckoning of this state where a nation carved the name into Cherokee country, making a new landscape, plows turning the earth to the slow, assured cadence of the Baptist hymns, the rebel yells, the scalper's knife. Yet there is something tender here. We are riding Highway 15 through Manning towards King Street, searching for Alma's meditation on home in the sweetly pained, bourbon-grooved voice of Lady Day that Crystal plays again and again, punching viciously at the knobs, rushing the tape back to its beginning. And Lady Day conjures the skeletal twists of an oak, somewhere where the torture of fear and the faraway cry of the dead are the same, despite the tundra cold. Crystal points to a green bluff, a tree isolated against an indifferent blue sky. Like that, she says, the common trees, the quality of light in the sky. I sat under that tree once. I don't remember why, but we sat there, me and my mother, and we ate sandwiches. And she was crying for no good reason. This is a poem for a great woman called Rosalie Richardson. Rosie Richardson is a woman I met in Sumter, South Carolina. I was interviewing her in 1995. I put a mic in front of her and I said, "Tell me your name." And she said, "My name is Rosalie Richardson. And I'm a tornado child." And I said, "What?" And she said, "I said, my name is Rosalie Richardson, and I'm a tornado child. I was born in the middle of a tornado." Rosie is about 75, 76 years old at the time. And she would come to the interviews a little mellow. She would have a few drinks before the interview. So this poem is for her. She passed away about 2 years ago. Tornado child. I am a tornado child. I come like a swirl of black and darken up your day. I whip it all up into my womb and lift you and your things, carry you to where you've never been, and maybe if I feel good, I might bring you back all warm and scared, heart humming wild like a bird after early sudden flight. See, I'm a tornado child. I tremble at the elements when thunder rolls. My mother womb trembles, remembering the tweak of contractions that tightened to a wail when my mother pushed me out into the black of a tornado night. I'm a tornado child. You can tell us from far by the crazy of our hair. Couldn't tame it if we tried. Even now, I tie a bandana to silence the din of anarchy in these coir-thick plaids. I'm a tornado child. Born in the whirl of clouds, the center crumbled, then I came. My lovers know the blast of my chaotic given. They tremble at the whip of my supple thighs. Tornado child, you cross me at your peril. I cling to light when the warm of anger lashes me into a spin. The pine trees bend to me, swept in my gyrations. I'm a tornado child. When the spirit takes my head, I hurtle into the vacuum of white sheets, billowing and paint a swirl of color streaked with my many songs, because I'm a tornado child. Every axe should have an eye to see the havoc that it wreaks. These days our tools are made in factories. Machetes, blind as stone, arrive stacked high in trucks. They do not see the soft eye of a child. Every axe must have an eye to see the havoc that it wreaks. Every axe must have an eye to see the havoc that it wreaks. I'll stop here and then I'll be back. Thank you.